Anthony Smith.
As one of the guys that came in, you didn't experience what they did last year. What are you new guys looking to bring in? What mentality?
Well, kind of Coach Baker, like, since he's got here, he's kind of, like, just instilled us that all that stuff that happened last year is not who we are as a team this year. All that stuff is in the past for a reason. So he just kind of instilled us that, just kind of had that goldfish mindset, just kind of short-lived, don't think of the past, just kind of move forward, that kind of approach. So that's kind of, like, the mindset he's kind of instilled in us.
How do you like having the opportunities you had? You got a lot more targets than you got at
state. Yeah, it's definitely exciting. This is my first college start ever, so had a little bit of first start jitters the first drive, but once we got going, I felt so good out there. So it was definitely super, super exciting to be out there, man.
I know the transfer portal process like for you, and how exciting is it to have a chance to go somewhere else and as you mentioned, and be a starter in your case?
The transfer portal was, I wouldn't say stressful. My family helped me and guided me through it, and I trusted in God through the process, so I really wasn't stressed throughout the portal, my portal experience. But going to visit, like, a couple different schools, I realized that EC was my home just based on the coaches, the culture, how they treat their players, all that stuff like that. So it's been a great experience since I got here at ECU 8 or 9 months ago. And they've welcomed me in like I've been here for the last 4 years, so it's definitely been a great experience.
Get to the end zone, first game as a Pirate, what does that mean?
It's crazy for me because that's my first starting touchdown. Like, it just feels crazy. It felt unreal, and the energy in Dowdy is always crazy, so it was definitely so exciting.
To that point, to have someone like Jake who can extend the play and is able to find you, what did he kind of do on that play to get it to you?
He kind of just did what he's been doing in practice for the last 8 months since he's got here. He's put his head down and he's grinded, and I feel like we've all kind of just put our head down and grinded, so I didn't expect anything less from Jake. I knew that if the play broke down, I knew that I still got to be able to get open, because I know he can make the play, and he could do anything with the ball. So I just got to just continue to stay open and continue to work my routes and stuff like that, but I didn't expect anything less from Jake, because this is what we've been doing. This is what the coaches have instilled in us for the last 8-9 months, so I didn't expect nothing less.
Anthony, you lost your shoe, I think, on the sideline, and then we had to run a play without a shoe. I mean, what was that like?
Yeah, man, I can't lie, it was such a crazy experience, because when my shoe came off and they called another play, I'm like, where is my shoe at? And then I seen it on the sideline. The other team was, like, waving it around. I'm like, no way. So I was like, dang, I really got to run this play with no shot. I hope they don't throw me the ball. I can't cut nothing. So it was definitely a weird experience for me. I've never had something like that happen to me before.
Did you get it back?
Oh, yeah. I definitely got it back. I think one of the ball boys had went over there and got it for me, because I, like, even after, like, we had scored the touchdown, JB had scored the touchdown, I went on the sideline looking for my shoe. I could not find it. So I'm thinking they were hiding it from me or something.
Being able to come in and have the immediate impact that you've been able to have, what does that do for your mindset going forward and your expectations for this season for your entire position group?
I feel like I've kind of built my mindset up and instilled my mindset in the transfer portal, like, just like betting on myself. That's kind of what I was telling myself, that you just got to continue to bet on yourself, and regardless of where you end up, you got to put your head down and work. So I expected myself to make an immediate impact anywhere I went. So it's definitely a great feeling, the fact that my actions kind of met my words tonight. So I just hope that I can continue, and I'm going to continue to build off what I did tonight. So,
how do you feel like the offense worked just with that pace you guys run with?
I would say that for the last 8-9 months or so, we kind of been going hard, whether it's been in the weight room, lifting with Big John, whether it's outside when we're conditioning, whether it's been at spring ball, fall camp, the coach is pushing the tempo and stuff like that. So I feel like it was kind of just natural for us. It actually was a lot easier for us because we've been going so hard in practice, and this has kind of just been our consistent mindset and our consistent way of doing things. So when we got in the game, it was so much easier for us.
Good. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you all. Appreciate y'all.
Good job. Congrats.